and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Employ your own disability support workers without the admin hassle. Visit carersolutions.com.au.
Let's do it.
Let's dance.
Dance! Dance the night away! Probably going to get copywritten for it now. Stop, stop. We're going to get copywritten. We're going to get the Dua Lipa's going to send her people after us.
That was, it wasn't on key enough to.
Mine was though, and I'm worried that.
No, it wasn't.
No, well, I think Dua, look, if I get an email from Dua Lipa.
Reply and try and date her.
How old do you think Dua Lipa is? Like
24? No.
She's older than that. She's old.
I don't think she's old. I think she's like 27. Please hold while I look up Dua Lipa's age real quick.
What would be the ideal age for Dua Lipa to be?
All right. Oop. I know what the ideal age would be.
Do you?
Yeah. For you to date? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah? Go ahead. What do you think? This is going to be telling. What would I think is the ideal age for you?
Oh, I think you're going to say 28, which is my current age.
Boom. She's 28.
Oh, great. Good for Dua Lipa.
Yep.
Excellente. Do or don't sue me. We can
do
bond.
Or don't suit you.
Do or not suit me. Sue me. We can bond over how we have similar ages for like for a good chunk of the year.
That conversation is gonna be so good.
I would be so like if there was ever a world in which like that level of like celebrity pop star was like somehow into me, I wouldn't know what to talk about. Because it'd be so hard to, it would never happen because you live such opposite worlds.
There's a reason why Kylie Jenner is dating Timothée Chalamet. It's because he's also famous.
Yeah.
Like you have to be famous to date a famous person because, you have nothing in common. Also, there would be an air of intimidation that you would never be able to get past. And if you did, there would always be some underlying like resentment / like, icky feeling knowing that you're like normal and they're really famous.
Yeah, because it's like they could have anyone.
I've thought about this a lot because there are a few people I would date. And
oh, absolutely. Who do you think is the best level, like the lowest level of celeb that's still a celeb that you could see yourself dating?
I don't have anyone like that. It's either Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Bust for me. Nah, he's a bit too old. Like it probably would be weird, but. And I don't actually know where my obsession for Dwayne The Rock Johnson, is it like a dad thing or is it like a partner thing? Like, I'm not sure. Like, am I attracted to Dwayne The Rock Johnson or do I want him to be my dad?
Yeah.
I need to go to therapy.
Do you want him to rock your world
or
do you want him to rock you to sleep?
Exactly. I actually need to speak to my therapist about this because I've never said that out loud before. And now I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Wow. Scandalous. Anyway.
Very interesting. All right. Well, I decided recently I have my celebrity crush and I don't know her name. I think it might be Sabrina. She's the person that's going to open for Taylor Swift when she comes to Australia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. She's actually quite a good musician, but she's also got – she does this thing at the end of her songs where she like ad-libs like a thing about the city at the end. I just find it's very flirty and I'm just like, it's really – I'm really into it for some reason.
So is it flirty to the city?
Kind of, yeah.
So, okay, interesting. Can you give me an example?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, that sucks.
But she's just, I think she just seems, she's also very attractive, which is also a good chunk of it. But
okay, let's move away from people Nick finds attractive because we do talk about it often and move into
it's grading you.
It's my second last Friday. And
term three, four?
Term four.
Yeah, we're going to do a fifth term this year, students, and the students are not happy about it.
Yeah, super weird. But yeah, I've got one more week left in Jules's chair, filling in for her while she's away. We do a little report card. So let's do it. Yeah, I'm ready.
What are the segs again?
So there's on-air behavior, off-air behavior, content. And we also did, I think that was it maybe.
Okay. All right.
And attendance, obviously.
Obviously attendance. A again, you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all we can ask. On-air behavior, B. Some shaky waters early in the week, but we sort of solidified the B. We pulled it from a C up.
Hey, I like that.
Actually, probably started the week probably in C minus territory.
No, we didn't.
Well, some of those hooks at the stages were...
No, I think my hooks have been really good this week.
but in their place in the stage.
Oh, yeah. You know, okay, you know, there was that one slip up. Yeah,
and that
you're
is
right.
on their behavior, unfortunately.
Okay, fine.
That's paying attention in class.
Okay.
That's what they classify.
Yeah,
as.
Okay. Well,
but you pulled it back, is what I'm saying.
Pretty good.
And if you take that momentum into next week, we could edge into A territory.
Oh, my God.
As a teacher, I don't like to make promises to students, but I'm just saying.
Can you imagine if I get an A? That would be
imagine
so
if you
got
a,
good.
Imagine if you got A's across the board.
Hey, if you were a nice, co-host.
If I was supportive, yeah.
If you were supportive,
sure.
It would be really cute for you to present an actual, certificate of completion at the end of next week.
Yeah, you get that sort of paycheck.
Yeah, but I like little mementos.
Yeah, print out the payrolls email then.
Whatever. I knew you wouldn't, but I just thought I'd put it out there just in case you wanted to do something. I almost cried today when listeners called up when we asked them to say nice things about me. Imagine what I would do if I actually got presented with a certificate of completion. I would be like, I actually think I would cry.
That's noted.
And that also is really sad. Anyway, so.
Yeah. Again, this speaks heavily to you.
Yes. Off-air behavior.
Off-air behavior. I'd probably have to go a B again. I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's been flawless, but I can't think of any issues.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you presented me with any awards either, so I can't be sort of granting A's willy-nilly.
Okay, fair.
No sort of above and beyond style things.
No 2%ers.
Content, I'd say we're sort of looking at B minus.
What?
Well, do you want the grading or not?
Why the B minus?
A lot of grandma.
No, that's not true. This week
a
I only
good
had,
amount of grandma.
This week I only had like two stories about grandma, and actually one of those times you brought up my grandma, so true. I can't be blamed for that.
But in addition to that, didn't this morning you want to be like, what recipe? Do you follow the recipe?
No, that was yesterday.
And I just thought that was average.
Whatever. But it didn't go to air.
That's true. Actually, you know what? B+.
Thank you so much.
You know, very rarely does a student argue their report card in front of the teacher and get pushed out.
I was very good on my debating team, so
yeah.
Watch out.
Heck yeah. And was there anything else that I graded you on?
We did attendance, off-air behavior, on-air behavior, content.
Just overall vibes.
Overall vibes.
I'd say probably like A-. I think being pretty,
yeah.
pretty good, I would say. Yeah, I definitely would think that would be sort of we're edging into A territory.
That's my first A of the season, of the tenure, of the terms.
I think you've had A's. We just gave you... Oh, I guess attendance doesn't count, does it?
No. Well, I've had A's for attendance, but I mean,
so
no one cares about that. Yeah, exactly.
My own, right. the report card that the teacher does for themselves.
I'm feeling good, and you're also feeling good because your soccer season's over.
Yeah, this is my first weekend without playing in a long time, actually, probably since March. It's a long season, and you don't realize until you stop doing it that how physically taxing it is. Like, I did leg day this week, so I'm a little bit sore from that, but like, it's nice to not have had soccer. I mean, I like hanging out with the guys, but like, it just does a number on you. It tires you out. Plus, also, it keeps me up at night, like, it's late.
Just stressing about not touching the ball with your hand. I don't know, soccer.
Yeah. That actually rarely ever passes into my mind. That probably passes into my mind maybe once or twice a game.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better not touch it with my hand? Mm-hmm. I actually did. So we played a semi-final last week. I think we said it in the podcast, but I lost in my semi-final.
Yeah.
It was a good game though. But in the semi-final, if it was a stricter referee, I actually did do a handball in the box and I should have given away a penalty if it was a strict referee.
But they weren't.
No. So there's a new rule. They've changed the handball rules where you can kind of actually handball it, but you get away with it if it's like clearly unintentional and it's not like too like egregious.
Mm-hmm.
Like my hand was like up against my body.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have affected anything, but it technically did hit my arm. So, but the referee was good about it. So no soccer, but we have to look forward to this weekend. Some of the guys were going to go watch the soccer final, like the team that beat us played against the other team. So I'm not really sure what the vibe of that is.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's going to go watch my ex get married in a way, in a way, but we'll probably go out afterwards anyway. But we've also got the soccer trip, the end of season trip, which I've never been on an end of season trip before for anything.
Okay, it seems so. Talk me through what an end of season trip is. Like, well, is it just like an excuse for the boys to get boys boysy?
Absolutely.
So where do you go? What do you do?
So we're going to Melbourne. So
oh yeah,
crazy. Well, for the guys, most of the guys don't do that. Like, that's a very rare thing for a lot of because they're all from this area.
So what do you do in Melbourne? Strippers.
Can I tell you? So, and here's the thing. So one of my mates, Brando, he has very organized, great guy, Brando. Probably the more mature one of the bunch. He has actually created a formal Google Doc with itinerary.
Hell yeah. Is it an Excel spreadsheet? A Word document.
Well, just a Google. I guess maybe it's a Word doc.
Word, yeah. Google Doc, just like plain white.
Yeah, exactly. Word. But he's like, it's pretty, it's reasonably detailed, but also with not that much detail.
So okay.
I'll tell you the length of the trip and then I'll tell you the thing that's planned, or the things rather, and then you tell me, give me your thoughts.
Okay.
So the idea is that we would depart where we are in Albury at 12:51 on a Thursday.
Yep. Midday. That's the train I'm getting today.
Yeah. So that on a Thursday though, arrive in Melbourne a few hours later. And then we would leave Sunday at the same time, like a similar time train from the Southern Cross in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's really locked in for that 4-day stretch is go-karting on the Friday.
Hell yeah.
But that's it. That's like the only thing. It's like, it's just go-karting.
Well, surely
we'll take the train back.
surely the like blank itinerary days are just like going out, getting some beers.
Yeah, I think that is the vibe. It's very funny to be like, look at the itinerary and be like, breakfast, go-karting, and then the next day.
Well, I suppose.
Strippers have been thrown around.
Yeah, of course. Well, hopefully they don't actually get thrown around. But yes, well, the depends. Idea of strippers has been thrown around. I think, you know, interesting that you've gone to the extent to make a Google Doc for just that.
Well, that's what I...
You could certainly just be like, hey, we're going go-karting on the Friday, just FYI.
Absolutely. And that's why... But again, that's Brando and he's an organised guy and that's why he's gotten to where he is in life.
Love that.
He's the weather station king.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
They crowned him. It's a thing.
I mean, Brando will probably never hear this, but from what I understand Brando's job to be, like he's did like online some level of marketing. There's a specific word for what he did, but he looked at, like he did search engine optimization sort of stuff and found that, I guess, like noted sales trends for weather stations and then realized that weather stations were going to take off in sales and then built like a third-party site that I guess is like that middlemans the sales and reviews to people who want to buy weather stations for like either commercial or private like farms and stuff.
Wow.
I think he's done a write off of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very niche thing to do.
Exactly. And I think he's out of it now. Like he sold the business and he's looking to move into something else, I believe. Whoa. But or he's got a chunk. I don't know exactly. Because it's kind of, he did tell me once and I was trying to pretend that I knew what he was talking about.
Classic.
But he's the weather station king. The weather station king.
Okay, weather station king. Well, go-karting, total vibe.
The go-kart king.
Yes.
If he would like to be.
Well, that sounds really fun. And like, you know, I'm sure other things will be added
absolutely.
To the itinerary.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of drinking.
So when is this?
That's the other thing. So the season wrapped up last weekend, which was like the 4th of
September.
So the 3rd of September was when our game was.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the 18th of November.
September, October. So, whoa, like.
Right. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So quite a while away.
Yeah.
I guess that's just loosely when everyone had the weekend. So it was nice. I guess they clearly like.
Wanted everyone to be there.
Asked as many people. Some of the guys are, I think a few of the guys are moving countries before then.
Whoa.
But
that's why this Saturday, like tomorrow, is important. Because
I think so.
They're
it's last time
there.
We'll see some of the boys. Yeah. Who's to say?
Well, how exciting. Exciting times. Going to get Liddy in the city.
I haven't been Liddy in the city for a long time. When was the last time you were actively, like, incoherently drunk?
Oh, incoherently drunk? I'm going to say 3 to 4 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the
occasion? I was just at my house.
had a bad day at work, man.
Nah. I've got some friends who are sisters. And we will often have like a games night at my place. And I was drinking at the same speed as them, but I didn't realize that the gin I was drinking was 50%.
Were they doing the thing where one sister would have a drink and then the other sister would have a drink, but you thought they were the same sister. So you thought it was the same person going one for one for one.
No. They were both each drinking as well, but I was drinking a gin and it was 50%. And so I was basically having two drinks to every one of their drinks.
Oh.
And so I ended up being like, whoop.
Did the gin taste like regular gin?
Yeah.
Oh, good for that gin.
Yeah.
Like, to not taste like repugnant.
It was a special edition gin, and I thought it was just a special edition gin, but it turns out it was special edition in the sense that it was also 50%. So I'm not allowed to drink that gin anymore. I've been banned from that gin.
You've banned yourself, or was it imposed by someone else?
The sisters also told me, I don't think you should drink that gin.
For your safety,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was quite dangerous because I didn't realize. And then all of a sudden I was so lit and I was like, what is happening?
Mm.
And then the next day I looked at the bottle and I was like, well, that makes sense.
There are some of those drinks that exist, like the classic example that I think that a lot of teenagers drink is
Double Blacks.
Double Blacks or remember, Fat Lambs?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, where it's just like
so alcoholic.
Generic soda, but it's just like 90% sugar and then 1,000,000% alcohol.
Mm.
Those are the exact percentages.
Yeah.
Because it was, and I haven't seen it. I don't think I've ever had it. But I'm just aware of it and being like, this thing is the teenage killer.
Yeah, 100%.
For like, we don't like the taste of alcohol, but we're trying to get there.
Yes. Like, I think they have like ginger beer and lemonade flavors.
Yeah. Or just generic like green flavor.
I don't think, well, I don't know. I can't say I know the whole catalogue of Fat Lamb.
Of Fat Lamb.
When was the last time you got super litty?
Incoherently drunk?
Yeah.
It'd probably be, it was a long time ago. So I genuinely think it might have been Christmas of 2021 at a work Christmas party.
That's the best place to get incoherently drunk.
It was actually a Southern Cross. So this company work Christmas party.
Wow.
In Brisbane. So okay. It was like the bar was untapped.
Wow.
So what I was doing for the night. And again, drink responsibly, everyone. Obviously, this is
big one. Big one. Drink responsibly.
But I was probably being a bit silly and also was a bit tired because I had done breakfast the show that morning as a producer. And then so whenever I would go to the bar, I would get a vodka Red Bull.
No.
Double vodka Red Bull and a beer. And then I would shotgun the vodka Red Bull
and then
walk back to the table with the beer. So no one saw that I was drinking the vodka, because I was just like, I'm just trying to keep up.
But then they would be like, why is Nick so drunk? He's just been having like 6 beers.
Yep. I've never.
It's kind of a similar situation to my like gin. Like the girls were like, "What?
What's
why?
Happening?
Yeah, why is Em so drunk? She's had the same amount of drinks as us, but I hadn't, you know." Mm. And same with you. It's like, why is Nick so drunk? He's had like 17 vodka Red Bulls.
Later that night, I had to call time out and I just went to the bathroom to sort of like steady myself and be like, "All right, come on, Fian. You got to pull it together. You've got to, you know, the world is spinning, but just take a breather here. You just, you know, you, no one's around you. Just chill out.
Wow." And did you?
Did I chill out? No, absolutely not. Messaged my girlfriend at the time, was like, hey, can you come pick me up? She picked me up. I vomited down the side of the car while she was driving me home.
Oh my God.
And then we had like a friend-mas or whatever, like the next day with.
And you were.
I was not in a good
wrecked.
Place.
Well, obviously that wasn't a terribly enjoyable experience, but I think both of us, you know, we're at a stage where we could get potentially litty in the city, but we don't have to take it that far.
No, I know my limitations.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
And I saw a really good quote from like this female bodybuilder that I follow, and she's like, going out is borrowing happiness from tomorrow.
So true.
I was like, that's crazy. That's so
It's bad. Like, how happy do you want to be tomorrow versus how sad can you be? Sorry, how happy do you want to be today versus how sad you got to be tomorrow?
Yeah. Am I willing to trade off
exactly.
this right now?
Yeah. Like, what's future me? What's my position on future me? Like, do I say F them or do I say, let me think about future me?
And Saturday night, who's to say?
I'm excited for the podcast on Monday because we're going to get an update on like which Nick won. Was it Sunday Nick or Saturday Nick that won?
At the moment, I want Sunday Nick to win because I'm going to spend more time as Sunday Nick.
That's true.
But Saturday Nick is going
to... Famous last words. I'm excited for us to play back this audio on Monday and be like, what happened?
I just don't come in. All right, that's the podcast. Drink responsibly, blah, 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 blah. Have a good weekend, blah, 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 blah.
Bye. Blah, 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 blah.
I have seen someone vaping in the most unlikely of locations.
We love to smoke till our lungs turn grey.
It's a, you know, unfortunate thing. You see plenty of people vaping. Kids vape, adults vape, whatever. Is it an epidemic?
Do we call it that?
I don't know.
I don't know if we have the power to say that, but I certainly think, let's go out on a limb here. Yes.
They've been, the Australian government's obviously cracked down. They're bringing in rules to, I guess, ban the importation and mm-hmm. the sales of it and stuff. People mm-hmm. get it online, whatever, whatever. I saw it yesterday, though, someone vaping in the most unlikely of locations. And I thought, I saw this bloke doing it and I went, this is so bizarre. You've got to see the irony in what you're doing here, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday afternoon, as I do every afternoon, I went to the gym. And at the front of the gym, there's a bloke just like, in a reception, just sitting there. Just like standing there with his vape, and he's just like he's doing reps of like dumbbell curls. He's like, like he's trying to get in his last few like puffs before he heads into the gym.
A very, very wild pre-workout routine.
Maybe that's true. I didn't know what it was contained in.
Yeah,
the
like
vape.
Maybe it's like a caffeinated.
Honestly,
vape.
Isn't it crazy that I would consider that? All of a sudden, I go, oh, that's a different way to get caffeine into the system, and a new style of high. Before the workout.
I'm sure it was just like a, I don't know, vape and
blueberry
not a...
grape vape. And actually, as we learned earlier in the week, there's obviously a link between that and small testicles. And There's obviously links between steroids used in the gym and small testicles. Mm-hmm. So realistically, actually, it just seems like gym and small testicles is the is the main link. Maybe vape sort of counteracts or like slows off the procedure.
Maybe.
It does feel quite ironic to be so health focused and be at the gym. And he was, I got to say, pretty jacked guy.
So like, you're like
quite muscular.
Wow.
I was like, you understand like dedication to your body and stuff. And he's I don't know. That's not the noise he was making necessarily.
He wasn't slurping it. Very liquidy.
No, it was none of it was vapor. It was all just
spit. His own.
Yeah, it was actually a lollipop. Actually, is what it was.
Boy, oh boy, do we have a bone to pick? Victoria is under attack from one of our closest neighbors. Shout out to you, South Australia. Because
we know you're listening, South Australia.
We know you're listening. You're pretty close to us, South Australia, and being very cheeky right now.
I do know we actually have some South Australian listeners, so hopefully this feeds back to whoever's in charge of the state. I don't even know their state premier, but hopefully this gets back to them.
Well, speaking of the state premier, they have released the hounds. They have released an ad campaign, right, which is basically bad-mouthing, smack-talking Victoria and saying, hey, South Australia, we've got better X, we've got better Y, we've got better food, this and that and blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the ad campaign, it's like we've got better business because they've got better tax breaks than Victoria.
Money talks.
Money does talk. And they're like, hey, business is better in South Australia. Come on over, Victorian companies. Why don't you, instead of doing business in Victoria, just move your stuff over to South Australia?
Yeah, like a girl trying to lure you away. A loyal partner trying to lure you away from your girlfriend, being like, I'm much hotter.
100%. South Australia is on over, Victoria.
And you know what? Good on them for trying. You have to admire hustle, but do we agree? All right.
Well, before we get into the nitty-gritty of this ad campaign, I just want to remind our listeners that South Australia is the same government that brought us this ad campaign.
It's time to go down south. With your mouth.
No.
Yes.
Go down south with your mouth.
It's time to go down south with your mouth.
So I just want you to...
You know what? They lured me over with a woman in a bikini. And honestly, South Australia could be the sexiest state in the country as far as I'm concerned.
Certainly, they're giving us sexy. They're bringing sexy back.
Sex sells. Money talks and sex sells.
South Australia do know what they're doing. But I just want to say, like, come on, give us a break. Like, we get it. The thing is, Nick, like, what they're saying, it's like, they've got a point. Like, they do have zero payroll tax for wages under $1.5 million, and they do have, like, 59% or something less tax per square meter of housing and stuff. Like, it actually, sure. Okay. It actually does sound pretty good.
Mate, oh no, it doesn't.
But I think, you know, actually, do I want to move to South Australia?
Has advertising worked on you?
I think I've got to go.
No, hang on.
It's time to go down south.
Sorry.
With your mouth.
I thought that would put you off, but that actually might be a selling point for some people. Not quite the news bulletin. We're using my fairly well-earned journalism degree. When I did the time.
Sure.
I bring to you some headlines that you might not have heard across the week, but I think heading into the weekend, you need to know. Kick things off, this is one that all Australians are going to be very excited to hear about, one that's going to affect each and every person listening right now, should things go our way. Australians set to get 6 weeks of annual leave. Holidays indeed. 6 weeks of them.
Okay, when did this happen and why haven't we heard about it?
Okay,
that's so exciting.
It hasn't happened yet, but it is something that is being argued for and petitioned for. A bunch of HR, I guess, unions. I don't know they had a union, but the HR companies and the departments from some of the big companies throughout Australia have all come forward and said that one of the big things that a lot of Australians are facing is being overworked and underpaid. And the answer to that is because a lot of the time businesses, whilst a lot can afford to pay you more, they don't. Mm-hmm. A lot of them can afford to give you extra time off. And so the average person receives about 4 weeks of annual leave a year. Looking to bump that up to 6 to increase, I guess, the overall happiness of Australian workers. 6 weeks, not bad.
I think, yes. It's a yes from me. You've got my vote, HR companies.
It's like, if you can't give me extra money, give me extra time off because that's just as good as to me.
100%.
As long as you're paying me, it's all going well. Then moving on, the Grammys, they are not far off at all. And a song that has been submitted to the Grammys is getting a lot of attention because it wasn't actually written by anyone. I came in with my
like Celine, not a flat. Bumping Justin Bieber, what a favor.
Even though that sounds like the one and only Drake, a song has been submitted to the Grammys. It's called Heart on My Sleeve. That features Drake and The Weeknd, and it was generated by AI.
Whoa, you know what's crazy? I've heard that song before.
So have I.
It's on the internet.
It's like, actually a banger.
Yeah, it's a banger.
It's a really good song,
oh
actually.
My gosh. I did not know that that was a, like, not, I can't use the word fake, but I didn't know that was an AI song.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So they put it all together using obviously some AI-written lyrics, AI-generated beats, and of course AI-generated Drake and Weeknd, because obviously Drake and Weeknd didn't do that.
Whoa.
It's been submitted to the people that vote on the Grammys and decide on the winner of the Grammys.
Uh-huh.
The Recording Academy CEO, Harvey Mason Jr., said recently in an interview with the New York Times that it's technically eligible because the program that created the AI would at some point have to have been made by a human. So there is people involved.
Whoa.
So a lot of the music we listen to in the future could be very much just written by robots.
No, that's crazy.
To round things out, Prosecco, more like Prosec, no more. No, I report on the stories. The headlines, they're not necessarily my fault.
Was that actually a headline that exists?
Sure, why not? If that helps us move on.
Go on, please.
Prosecco is at risk of being wiped out due to climate change.
Oh, that actually is very sad.
Yeah, new research has brought to light that I guess the grapes, or the specific ingredients that are used to create Prosecco.
The grapes, Nick.
Well,
yes.
I don't know. There's other ingredients in there, right?
Like, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
Prosecco, it should just be grapes.
Just grape juice.
Yes.
Just
a nice fermented.
A nice fermented grape juice. Mm-hmm. The specific vineyards that produce the grape that is used in the production of Prosecco, like 100% properly made good Prosecco, not reproductions of it, they are so heavily affected by climate change that they're growing at really poor rates. So they're finding that the amount of Prosecco that some countries are able to produce is dropping off, and it's getting less and less and less, to the point where if it carries on the current trajectory, that Prosecco in the next 10 to 20 years could very easily not exist.
Oh my gosh.
Now, we condone obviously responsible drinking here on the show, but make the most of it while it's here.
Stock up. Go get there's
a
very popular Prosecco that has like a lady in a yacht with her scarf like blowing in the wind. Really affordable, super delicious. I know where I'm going after the show.
And if M starts to get a bit silly mid-show, we also know that she's gotten there a bit earlier.
We are so excited.
Because in a few months' time, Jason Derulo, along with many other incredible artists, are going to descend upon Rod Laver Arena November 10 for Friday's Live 2023.
Yes, and we have our hands on a double pass, and we are about to give it away to one of the wonderful people that contributed to the show this week.
That's right. Everyone that's gone to air has gone on our shortlist. That shortlist, yeah, frankly, it's grown a little bit across the week.
Sure.
But if you would like a double pass to go and check out some incredible artists that Fat Man Scoop himself will tell you.
Go get your tickets, Fat Man Scoop, Abby Chatfield, Yo Mafia, Havana Brown, Baby Bash, Travie McCoy, JoJo, Boys, Two Men, Kelly Rowland, Flo Rida, Jason Derulo. Gonna be an event. Let's go, y'all.
Let's go indeed. Look, the tickets, they've gone on sale yesterday through Frontier Touring, and the rest of the tickets go on sale next Tuesday, September 12th. FrontierTouring.com for all your details there. Alternatively, you can just score them for free with us right now. Like I said, everyone's in that running. We appreciate you calling.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Whether you shared a story, played Alpha Bucks, reported a traffic incident just before we had someone call in to compliment us or talk about local events, whatever it was. You're all legends. We have got a phone number.
We do.
We have some people on hold. We are ready to give it away. It's that double pass to the biggest party of the year in the entire country.
The suspense is really...
We haven't even got tickets.
It's palpable in here. We don't have tickets.
No one's got tickets to this thing yet. If they went on pre-sale, they got snapped up in a heartbeat. Heading along to Friday's Live 2023 is Caitlin from Wangaratta.
Oh my God! Yay!
Caitlin, it's you. You're heading along.
Thank you. Oh, I have to call my sister and tell her.
Absolutely. Yes. Caitlin, who are you most excited to see in the lineup?
I think absolutely Jason Derulo.
Yes, and that trumpet song we just played would have been hyping you up the whole time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was booking in my car.
Yes, Caitlin, and you're going to take your sister?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mate, so good.
Congratulations to your sister, because just by being associated with Caitlin, it is incredible. Caitlin gave us a call yesterday. She played Alpha Bucks. You didn't win Alpha Bucks.
No, yeah.
But honestly, probably better, arguably.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to take the win.
Yeah.
Take the win where you can get them. Caitlin from Wangaratta scoring herself a double pass to Australia's biggest party. R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live 2023. It is back. Tickets on sale. Pre-sales yesterday. Frontier Touring for your details. Regular tickets go on sale next Tuesday. Free pass to Caitlin.
How
what
good.
What more could you want? I'm jealous. We didn't have tickets. Honestly, Caitlin, if your sister is not around, could we come?
Yeah. I'll just not call her and not let her know and we can sneak in.
Awesome,
oh,
Caitlin.
My gosh, Caitlin. This is good. We chose the right winner.
I like
here.
Where your head's at, Caitlin. Thanks for calling. And everyone, of course, across the week, thank you for getting on board.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast. Employ your own disability support workers without the admin hassle. Visit caresolutions.com.au.